Joseph, Joseph Vivola, Vivola. He was born 6/5/94. Today, of course, is 2/12. Chief complaint, my blood pressure is high. This is an obese 30-year-old gentleman who weighs 309 pounds. About a year ago, he weighed 260. When he got married, he's gained a tremendous amount of weight. He was on blood pressure medication for some time, lisinopril, but he couldn't take it. He went back to his physician, told him that he can't take lisinopril because of dizziness. She said, oh, it'll get better. Keep taking it. He quit taking it altogether. His blood pressure, it was 180 over 100. Right now, it's 149 over 100, period. He has had some headaches, some dizziness, and which is concerning, period. Family history is positive for hypertension, no cancer. He's married. He just got married, social, has a one-step child, gained tremendous amount of weight. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea a couple of years ago, but he never did anything about it, in quotation. We talked about the fact that sleep apnea is probably what's driving his blood pressure. Surgical history, right wrist, medical problems, hypertension, medications, none now. Social, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use, allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Family history discussed. Review of system as above, 309 pounds, significantly increased, 98%, 98.5, 18, 77, 149 over 98. Heart positive, small of two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next sensitivity, skin shows, neurological extremity shows, 1 plus edema, neurological non-focal. Number 1, hypertension, out of control. Number 2, start herbicide, hydrochlorothiazide, 150, 12.5, 1 a day. Next time is check blood pressure daily. Next time is bring back blood pressure in 1 week. Next time is check blood work. Next time is check testosterone, since sleep apnea and low testosterone go hand in hand. Next time is lose weight. Next time is he was on Wegovy, he lost 30 pounds, but his insurance would not cover it. Next time is I'm going to send him to a compounding pharmacy in Shepherd, Shepherd, here by the clinic to get the compounded medication. Next numbers, we talked about diet, exercise, no salt. Next numbers, bladder spasm. Next numbers, increased urination related to his blood pressure increase. Next numbers, carotid stenosis mild. Next numbers, fatty liver. Next numbers, gallbladder was nothing because it was contracted. He just ate. Next number, start GLP-1 ASAP. Next number is check testosterone again. Next number is he does have sleep apnea. He's not interested in a CPAP. That's why he didn't do anything about it. But we're going to give it some time and see how much weight he loses, because that should improve tremendously with weight loss. Finally, discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.